All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Don't look now, folks, but in a very, and I mean very short period of time, Los Angeles Angels outfielder Mike Trout is creating a Hall of Fame career for himself. Last week saw Trout take home his second American League MVP award in the last 3 years. And in his five full seasons in the American in Major League Baseball, Trout has either finished first or second for the MVP award while also taking home the AL Rookie of the Year honors in 2012. Trout did this season in spite of the fact that the Los Angeles Angels were just 74-88. But you look at his numbers, he had a .315 batting average this year, a .441 on base percentage, which led the AL. He also had 29 home runs, 100 runs batted in, and 30 stolen bases while also drawing 116 walks, which were tops in the American League. Now, he beat out Mookie Betts of the Boston Red Sox to win this award, but it just gives you an idea of how good that he is based off of the fact that the Angels were nowhere near being a contender this season. And what is even more scary about all of this, you have a guy in Mike Trout who just turned 25 years of age in August. You look at his numbers so far through five seasons in Major League Baseball. This is a guy who already has 168 career home runs, 497 runs batted in, while he is already a lifetime .306 hitter. Trout is already being compared to the great Mickey Mantle, and I guarantee you, when Trout's playing career is over, there are going to be teams out there looking for the next Mike Trout. He is one of those rare talents, as he is the quintessential five-tool player, as he can run, he can field, he can play defense, he can hit for average, power, and speed. And I mean, when you sit back and watch Mike Trout play, or you buy a ticket to sit down at a stadium and watch Mike Trout play, you are definitely getting your money's worth and then some, because there's a possibility that he can always do something spectacular when he puts those cleats on and he goes out there in the field each and every night. Now, going forward, the Angels have to do a better job of putting a quality team around Trout. You are playing in the second largest media market in the United States, and the fans out there definitely want to see a contender, and a guy like Mike Trout deserves to play for a contender. I don't see him slowing down anytime soon, and I think it is important, and this is a very, very important offseason for the Angels to try to go out there and put some more talent around Trout as they look to hang with the other great teams in the AL West. You look at the Texas Rangers, the Houston Astros, and Seattle Mariners. All of these teams finished with winning records this past season, and the Angels do not, and I repeat, do not want to get lost up in the wash in the AL West for another season. Trout has just entered the prime of his career. The sky is the limit for this guy, and very rarely do you see guys that are able to put up quality numbers as a rookie and keep it going, but that is what Trout has done. He announced himself in 2012 when he hit 30 home runs and had 49 stolen bases, and he finished second in the AL MVP voting that year, and it took a triple crown season from Detroit Tigers first baseman Miguel Cabrera to prevent Trout from being the MVP that year. I mean, this guy is one of a kind. It's a spectacle every single time that he steps onto the field. And like I said before, when he steps on that field, just sit back, get a bag of popcorn, get a soda, whatever you need to do, and simply enjoy the greatness that is Mike Trout. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. you can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300pounds of sports knowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down all of the action from week number 11 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.